I'll lay, just give him praise and honor. You have your Bible today. If you go to the 14th chapter of the book of John, I want to read about 6 verses from this portion of the Word of God. I've read this numbers of times, maybe in funeral, and at the hospital, whenever somebody would just, the family would be there waiting all day and get the report that some loved one had died. But I want to read this today and look at it a little bit from the standpoint that I believe that it was pinned down for you and I today. You notice how he starts out in this scripture. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." Now, Jesus was doing the speaking. He told the disciples that he was going to be crucified and he was going away. And he wanted them to look unto him. He said, "Now you believe us," he said, "also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." I want to stop there and just ask the Lord to bless and undertake for that we need here today in this service. I want you to look at verse 3, if you will, today. Notice what he said, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Now, many times, and I know that the Lord could have been speaking here about death, but that's really not what he was really speaking about. He was speaking about the second coming of the Lord in this scripture when he said, "I will come again." Now, I realize he steps down and he takes people by death. And he comes many times and visits people. But I lay here, he's talking about the coming of the Lord. He's talking about the second appearing of Jesus here, I lay, upon the earth. What I like to speak to our hearts is this. I looked and happened to see Miss Bessie. I want to say this, Miss Bessie. Good to have you today. Appreciate you being here. Thank God for you. I want to speak upon this thought. One of Christ's greatest promises. One of Christ's greatest promises we have here in this scripture. Now, Jesus made numerous of promises in the Word of the Lord. He made many claims which gave people a right to expect the blessings of the Lord are they upon the life. Time will not allow a complete enumeration of the Lord's promises, but we can think just on a few of the promises Jesus has promised. Did you know Jesus has a promise to give you and I rest if we'd come unto Him? Notice Matthew 11, 28 and 30, through 30. He said, "Come," he said, "all ye that labor and of heavy laden," he said, "and I'll give you rest." That was a promise Jesus made. He said, "If you come and you surrender your life unto me," he said, "I'll give you rest for your life in this walk of life." Then he said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. There he mentions rest again. For our soul. And did you know our soul needs rest today in the land in which you and I live? I realize there is a perfect rest for the children of God after this walk of life, but we need rest down here. While we're walking through an unfriendly land, he said, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now we see here that was a promise the Lord made to you and to I, and I thank the Lord for it. Then he also made another promise in John 6:37. He said, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will nowise cast out. Did you know the Lord promised you and I if we'd come unto him, he would not cast us out or turn us aside. I lay from accepting him and having that which he wanted us to have in this walk of life. And so I'm glad that that's a promise of the Lord. Jesus made that while he was here upon the earth. And then we find in Matthew 28:19-20, you'll find that Jesus said to go into all the world preaching the gospel. He said, baptizing them and teaching them. And he said, lo, I'm with you always, even until the end. That's another promise that the Lord made. And I could go on and on, I'll tell you, and tell you about the promises of the Lord. One of the most precious promises of Jesus is with regard, I'll tell you, to the future. Jesus promised to return to earth and to claim his people. His people often is called, they call this the second coming. A Christian needs to look at the promises of the Lord, his future return to earth. Many times we lose all this view in life that Jesus is coming back. People are living today just like there'll never be a return of the Lord. But I'm glad there will be a return. Did you know some people stand and preach today over our land? And they said, well, preacher, the only return is at death. I got news for you. That Jesus said, I will come again. And whenever he said, I will come again, that's exactly what he meant. That is, he was coming again. And so I want to show you some things how they end the word of the Lord. Now, it's been predicted how they of Jesus' return. I find how can one be certain that Jesus will return to earth? We can predict the return of the Lord on the basis of the Bible. And I say the Bible ought to be your book and my book that we read out in this walk of life. The Lord said himself that he was coming. Now Jesus promised his future return out with these disciples. Whenever he was with them, I realized he was almost out in view of Calvary. He was fixing to go to Calvary. And he told these disciples that he was going to Jerusalem, that he'd die, and he'd be crucified. And he said, I'll also be buried and I'll resurrect again. Jesus never told the disciples about his dying and being buried. I'll say that he didn't bring in that resurrection again. He said, I'll say, I'm going to be resurrected. And so he promised to return. No word could be more specified. I'll say that I will come again. Notice that. He said, I will come again. That word I'll say is a pronoun meaning he's coming back again. I thank God that he is. Jesus assured his disciples that he would return from his cruel scene of death, and also the return of the resurrection in his glorious consummation of history. Jesus spake of the final return both in his parable and his teaching. Jesus taught of his second coming. Jesus told them he's going away. Jesus told them he was coming back again. I believe that with all of my heart, you and I are nearing the second coming of the Lord. I believe that. I realize I'm not a date setter. I couldn't be a date setter because no one knows. But I believe according to the fulfillment of the Scripture, of the signs of the time, of the age in which we live. I'll say Jesus is soon coming, and we ought to be looking for him, because I say his coming draweth nigh. Do you remember he referred in the parable of Luke 12, 39 through 40? He referred to a house owner whose house had been invaded by a thief, and he compared it to the sudden expectation of the visit of the thief, his final return. He classified this with that. He said he'd come as a thief in the night. That is, when nobody was looking for him, he'd be coming. We're too busy in the world today. People are not looking for the Lord. They're looking for everything else but the Lord. We're looking for better times. We're looking for better prosperity. We're looking for this and that, peace on every side. But I'm here to declare unto you today that Jesus said, I will come again. And God, if he said he's coming, he's sure coming. How are they right now? I'm glad that he said it. And he'll come as a thief. And he said, how are they if a man would have known the man was going to invade his house? He said he would have been waiting for him. But he said he didn't know that. He said, be ye also ready. And such a hour as you think wrong, he said, the Son of Man shall come again. Oh, Jesus is coming back. I thank God that he's coming. Amen. I praise his name. Jesus said himself he was coming back. Angels predicted his return. You go to Acts 1 and 11. You'll find angels are used as messengers by God through the Bible. Their message is true, and it should be heeded whenever an angel speaks. Hallelujah, because it was true. We find that at the ascension, that is when Jesus was standing on Mount Olive, after he'd been resurrected from the tomb, we find that he spent those days here upon the earth. And did you know, 40 days after I came out of the grave, he's on Mount Olive. I stood on Mount Olive where they said, here's where he resurrected. And I said, thank God, here is where he's coming back. Oh, yeah. And you said, preacher, where did you get that? The 14th chapter of the book of Zechariah. He said, I'll stand on Mount Olive again. And he said, and the mountain will cleave asunder. He said that one part will go to the north and one part will go to the south. That's never happened. And he said there'd be a great valley opened up. Thank God, it's going to happen. As sure as I'm standing here, those angels, our angels stood at the disciples on the ascension as he went up in a cloud. I can see him going up. Angels stood there and said, why do you men stand here gazing into heaven? This same Jesus that you saw go away shall come in like manner as you see. Go away. It's same Jesus. Man, he's coming again. That's what the Word of God declared. I'm glad angels talked about it. Not only that, did you know the apostles preached and talked about it. I find, you know, 318 verses in the New Testament alone makes mention of the second coming of the Lord. You know, one verse out of every 25 in the New Testament will mention the second coming of the Lord. That's how important it is. The apostles predicted Christ's return. Did you know you will find all the apostles predicted this? Revelation 1 and 7. John said, "Behold, he cometh with clouds. Every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him. All kindred of the earth shall wail because of him." Then old John said, amen. Did you know what that word amen means? He said, let it be true. He said, John said, I want you to come back. Thank God he's on the Isle of Patmos and he won't get off. He won't go to glory. And I don't blame him. I've seen days down here and I like to get out of here and go to a better land. I've seen times whenever others would like to go back to that land. Ginger said to me the other day, she said, "Preacher, I'd just like to go home to be a Lord." I knew how she felt inside. I'll tell you right now, a Christian has a longing to get there. I realize we want to stay here as long as we can. George said, "I never did understand it." But he said, "I understand it now better than I've ever understood it about going to heaven." Amen. Angels predicted his second coming. Listen to what Peter said. 1 Peter 1:13-4. He said, "Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind." And you know what Peter really told you and I to do? Did you know whenever in the Old Testament he said, they gird up the loins of their garment that they were wearing. That is, they wore a long garment. And they had a belt around the midsection of that garment. And they'd tuck in all the loose places in the garment so they could run. Now, Peter didn't say that. He said, you need to gird up the loins of your mind. Our minds need to be girded up. We need to grasp hold of the second coming of the Lord in our heart and in our life. Because Jesus is coming back again. Oh, and he said, not only gird up the loins of your mind, he said, be sober. Did you know today we're living already in the most, the dissatisfaction in the most alcoholic age, in the most drunken age I've ever known. People are not just drunk on alcohol, they're drunk on worldly goods. To then, for the grace that is brought unto you, the revelation of Jesus Christ, talking about the second coming of the Lord. All right, that's the prediction of the Lord. What's the purpose of the Lord's coming back? You said, "Preacher, I don't see why. He just don't reach down whenever he gets through with us in life and don't take us in death, and that'd be good enough." Well, I reckon he might do that for a lot of us before we get out of here. But there's a purpose of Jesus coming in this walk of life. Jesus will return to vindicate and support the people's faith. Did you know that word vindicate means how they ask claims? Thank God he claimed that he's coming back. He's not only going to claim that he's coming back. Praise God, he's going to vindicate it. He's coming back. That word said it's going to bring it to pass. Amen, I'm glad. That's the purpose of his second coming. Is to bring it to pass for me and you. I'm glad, thank God, he's going to bring it to pass. God's way. How they have been rejected, ridiculed. Jesus will return Holly, he'll indicate his righteousness. On the rest, he'll reward his people whenever he comes. Did you know the people in heaven are not fully rewarded? Holly, for the work and labor upon the earth. Holly, when Jesus comes, and whenever he takes us home to be a field, then we're going to get the full reward of the Christian walk of life. And we'll have new bodies. Thank God. You'll not see any cripples over there. Holly, you'll not see no sickness over there. You'll not see some real poor over there. Jewel, she lost so much weight. She didn't weigh very much. That cancer just simply eat away at her very life. But thank God she's living in a new life. Did you know a lot of people said, well, is she a floating spirit out yonder somewhere? No, sir. Thank God she's not. Did you know the Lord's already given her a body that she's already obtained for the soul? And she's around the throne praising God. This is the best first Sunday morning she's ever had. Thank God on this side of eternity. Right now she's in yonder's world. Now with the saints of the Lord. Would God give us a body down here? Wouldn't he give us a body up yonder that we might worship and praise and adore his name? I thank God. Did you know she's told me about heaven? What she seen that everybody she saw had a body. She didn't see any floating spirits. I thank God I'm glad. There's bodies that go with the soul of ours. My body gives up, but my soul don't want to stop. Thank God I'm glad. I'm going to get a body and a soul together after a while. Thank God. I'm glad. Oh, I could go on and on and on. Jesus will return to resurrect and raise the dead. Did you know this? And then if you read the Bible real close, I'll lay close and specify and look at it, you'll find that he's coming to resurrect the dead. And you'll find this, 1 Thessalonians 4 and 16. You find the word, said the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, Holly with the voice of an archangel, and the dead and Christ shall rise. Now you know what that word rise really means. Thank God they're going to stand up again. Thank God I got the reading on that and the studying on that. And I said, thank God. Everyone that's been laid down, I lay in the grave. I got to get up out of the grave and they got to stand up again. Praise God, I'll be right now. If we get out and stand up again, we're going to have a glorified body. Oh, I thank God. He's coming back. I'll be resurrected today. He promised him he'd come back, and he's coming back again. Thank God. Amen. I'll be right now. What a holy shout. Praise the Lord. Then I'll come back very quickly. Jesus will return for vengeance. Did you know that? I'm glad you find this 2 Thessalonians 1, 7, and 8. Did you know the Lord? His coming will be a blessing to the redeemed of all ages. But it won't be a blessing to the unbeliever whenever he comes. I thank God. Then I'll just flip over there and read this before you hear a little bit. I need you to get acquainted with the Word of God. Listen to what he said. Wherefore I'm ordained a preacher and apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not. Excuse me, that's over in Timothy. I want to get to Titus too. Here it is. He said, for the mystery of Nicodemus doeth already work. Only he who now let him until he be taken out of the world. I know what he's talking about there. It's the Holy Spirit of God. When the Holy Spirit is taken out of this walk of life, then iniquity will fly loose on every side. It's almost loose for everywhere now. But the reason it's not any more loose than it is is because the Holy Spirit is here. The Word of God is being preached. And Christians all of us all there. But he said, number of verse, I believe 8, and then shall the wicked be revealed, whom I, the Lord, shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his he tells you and I, I'm coming to take vengeance upon mine enemy. Thank God he's going to win the battle. You and I won't have to fight it. I'll let him do the fighting for us in that day and in that hour. I'm glad that he knows how to fight the battle. Not only that, let us go. I lay the prediction of his coming. We also, I lay it all here just a moment ago, how the purpose of his coming. Look at the plan of his coming. Thank God, I'm glad he's got a plan. Now we, have a fabulous certainty in the purpose of his coming. The Lord will return personally. Man, he's not going to send another. He's coming himself to get you and I thank God that he is. You'll notice Jesus said, I will come again. He didn't say, I'm going to send the angels. He didn't say, I'm going to send a Moses. He said, I will come again. Thank God he's just coming himself. So this suggests a personal return. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. The Lord, I will return unexpected. I made mention already on that. No one can predict the exact date of the Lord's return. Jesus intended it. How they, his followers, have to look for his return at all times. That's why he didn't tell us how they, when he was coming. He wants you to look every day for his coming. He wants you to look every night for his coming, because he is coming up to the Lord. The Lord will come, and when he comes, he will be victorious ever all over everything. And he's coming in victory this time. Thank God, I'm glad. Hallelujah. Thank God the victory has already been won. All I have to do is shout the victory. Thank God, I'll be right now. He's coming. I'll be in victory the next time he comes. Thank the Lord. Boy, he is coming. We're getting ready to close out. Let me say very humbly, seriously, we got a victorious king. You and I, did you know we ought to make some preparation for his coming? It wouldn't be right to tell you that he's coming. He's got a plan, his predictions, and how they given to us in the Word of the Lord. Not only purpose of coming, but we ought to make some preparation for his coming. He said, preacher, what are the preparations that ought to be made? Everyone needs to be prepared for the return. I'm going to give you a parable that many times that we hear, we don't understand the meaning of it. In the 25th chapter of the book of Matthew, he said there were 10 virgins. 5 of them were wise, and 5 of them were foolish. And he said the wise took oil into the lamp. And did you know, he said, there came a voice that the bridegroom came. And he said, you know, them that had no oil came to them that had oil. He said, give us of your oil. Said, because our lights are gone out. They never had a light. You read that parable. And that's half of them wasn't prepared to meet the Lord whenever they came. And I'm afraid if the Lord had come today, there'd be more than half that wouldn't be prepared to meet the Lord. Did you know? He said, and he took them that had oil in their lamps, and they went in, and the door was shut. Notice the door was shut. Those, they went, bought oil, everything, and they came knocking on the door. He never did open the door for them to come in. That's a parable on the second coming of the Lord that goes deeper than you and I read many times in the Word of the Lord. Oh, I want to say unto you, you better make sure that you're saved by the marvelous grace of God. Another way to make preparation for His coming. Christian need to live godly in this present world. Did you know over in the book of Titus, 2 Titus, you'll find 11, I believe in 12. He made mention, he said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. Then he said, teaching us to deny ungodliness, worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Oh, yeah, God told us how to live. Are they in preparing? Are they for the coming of the Lord in this walk of life? He said, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our God, our Savior. Are they the Lord Jesus Christ? Did you know he went right on and told us? He said, live and you'll be looking for him when he comes. How many of us have been looking for the Lord this week? I thought maybe he'd come this week. He hadn't come. But he's going to come one of these days. We'll either be ready or we won't be ready for the coming of the Lord. Now the preparation we ought to make, a Christian should work with a zeal. You know, we've just about quit doing anything for the Lord. We don't do much visiting. We don't really invite our Sunday school classes no more. Them that's out to come. We just let them drop by the wayside. I've tried to tell you, I can't do what I used to do. I wish I could go every night and knock on somebody's door and tell them they ought to get right with God. I don't have that strength anymore. We've lost the zeal making preparations and helping others to get ready for the coming of the Lord. Let me give you one good illustration that I read. Did you know back in 1942, I remember when this was. Did you know General Douglas MacArthur? He is the general in the South Pacific. Japan came in and took island after island. He left the Philippine Islands. You know what he told those Philippinians whenever he left? I will return. That's what he told them. See, Franklin Delano Roosevelt was a president, and he told them, he said, you need to get out of there. Save what men you can. He left them when he got on a boat and looked back and waved at them and said, I shall return. And did you know in A.D. 33, Jesus told his disciples, he said, I'm going away. But he said, I will come again. Lord, one of these days he's going to come back, and he said, I have returned. Thank God, I'll say right now. That's what Douglas MacArthur did in 1944. He came back. Says to those Philippines, I have returned. That is, he was just carrying out what he said they would do. 2 years later, Jesus is going to come back and stand upon the earth. And he said, boy, I have returned. Thank God, I thank the Lord that he's coming. He said, let not your hearts be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, I lay in my Father's house so many mansions. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come again. He said, I will come again. Thank God he's coming again. Did you know he might come before we assemble back again? He might come before I lay another Lord's day. He might come sometime this week. I'm looking for his coming. That's all there is to it. I realize he could call you in death, and that will be the end. Allay of your walk here in this walk of life. But thank God he's coming, allay, to rupture the church. Allay, after a while, that's really what he was talking about. I hear in the scripture. I thank the Lord. Allay, it was his predicted. He predicted he is coming. Allay, not only that. I see, allay, the purpose of him coming to get his people. I see the plan, Lord God, that he's got. Allay, it is coming. I see the preparations that ought to be made for his coming. You and I ought to make preparation for his coming. You here lost away from God. You need to make preparation for the coming of the Lord. He's coming again. Let us stand. I want to ask all of us just a simple question. Are you ready for his coming? If Jesus would come now, I'm not talking about an hour later from this moment. I'm talking right now. Would everything be well with you? If everything's not right in your heart, you said, "Preacher, I really don't know who it is or not." Why don't you come and just settle it all with Jesus this morning? You know, yesterday I saw a lady get out from about three pews back. And Preacher Joe Elmore made an invitation at the funeral. Come and bow there at the end of the casket. And I prayed with her, and she said, "I'm not ready to die. Not ready." Said, "I'd like to get everything fixed up for the Lord." It wasn't wrong for her to come even at a funeral. There's nothing wrong with you coming and just preaching out. God is tugging on somebody's soul that you need to come this morning and just bow down and said, "Lord, I want you to help me. I've looked at so many other people. They needed help. I've left my own life undone before you. I want you to do something for my life. I've been saved, you probably have. Said I'm sure not living where I ought to live with God. There's a lot of people that I'm afraid here to preach in this condition, that I'm just not where I ought to be with God." Oh, listen. If you're going to die right, you're going to have to be right whenever death comes. If you're going to go home to be with the Lord, you're going to have to be right when Jesus comes. How is it with your soul? You know, I told yesterday, and I want to say this again today. George told me, he said the other Sunday, well, he said it'd been probably a month ago, something Jewel got that she couldn't go to church. George said that I was laid on the couch, I'd been up with her a lot. Said she cried that morning when she couldn't go to the house of God. You know, I never heard in my life, in my ministry, that somebody cried because he couldn't go to the house of God. So I was glad to hear that. I believe some of you would cry if you couldn't go. But did you know, he said, and after a while, he said, I turned over and kind of dropped off to sleep, and a little bit I heard somebody singing Amazing Grace. Said, oh, he said, how sweet it was. He said, oh, the Spirit of the Lord just came all over me. He said, I felt like just running all over the house. He said, oh, how sweet she sang Amazing Grace. Friend, you don't know what you're going to have to go through with this walk of life before you get out of here. Why don't you come and bow down and say, Lord, just do something for my life. Help me. I want you to, I'll say, fix my life. Whenever the call comes, I'll be ready. Preparation for His return. That's what we were doing. We're making preparations. Say another verse. I'm not going to wait a long time. God spoke to you. You need to come. That's all the singing that we'll have. There's no use to go on. God's touched your heart. He's let you know what you needed to do this morning. You haven't done it. Then that's between you and God. My hands are clean. This morning I delivered the message the best I knew how for Him. Oh, the promises He's made us. You've claimed them and I have too. We've seen Him give us those promises and blessings of life. Even in the Christian walk of life, He promised, I will come again. I might not be here, but He'll come sometime. Because He promised He'd come. Don't forget our services and don't forget to sing. We appreciate Brother Horst being with us today. He and Orly's been a blessing to our heart. I thank God. Him and Norris are twins. A lot of people don't know that. They don't get to worship together as much or more. I tell you, it's a blessing to have both of them with us. I'm wanting to see them both one of these times. Amen. I thank God for all of you. I appreciate you and we love you. Because we never know when somebody might walk out of here. You might never be back. There's one thing about it. Lord's put love in my heart for you. And I thank God for that. I'm glad there's not anyone that we know of that we don't love. Some we have to pray more for. And ask the Lord to help us to love them. But I'll tell you, there's no one that I know of. And I'll tell you this, I got some telephone calls about that funeral I preached here the other week up here. But I told them people we loved them. It didn't matter. I don't have to give any sense to me. I told them whenever I die, I'm going to be in the future. I told them whenever I die, I'm going to be in the future.
Thank you.